It's the cold jam. We stick to the cold jam.
Wow, man, what it is. Just stick to the cold. You want to hold that off? You want to just go with that
one? Why'd you keep watching that?
Shit, I didn't know what the fuck you was doing. I was like, shit, we still going, fuck it. Hey, look, man, like I said, wow, what it is, man. Welcome back to the Stick to the Cold podcast. Obviously, y'all hear her ass here, man. It's your boy, AL, you already know what it is. And we got my motherfucking third dope-ass co-host in the beat, motherfucking Mac.
Mac, from the track, all the way from the back. What's good? We're with a new episode, and let's get into this.
I'm ready.
I do this shit. Yeah, this shit, what, fourth time?
Yeah, so I've been doing this shit four times. I do this shit. Let's do it, done. I'm on it.
Okay.
I feel like you're a little bit shady with them eyes and them looks. And
no, it's because I put my lashes a little too low, so my eyes can't open all the way.
Oh, that's what it is. You got down from the, got them butterfly lashes going on this bitch. Hey, look, what has been looking like? I ain't seen your lashes in a little minute. What has been looking like?
You know, COVID free.
What? Hold on. I know you ain't fucking look at me. Oh my fucking gosh. You disrespectful as shit.
COVID free.
That's how you gonna pop it off. All right.
Y'all, my lash will not stop sticking to my body.
What your ass get?
My eyes like this. But I've been good, you know, COVID free. I've been, you know, working, going to new trade school.
Nothing else. Working,
nothing,
making
nothing
this money.
Nothing special.
Getting this cash.
Yes, making this money.
Yeah, man.
Making this money.
For sure. That's a bet. My bad, y'all. Shit. I mean, you got anything new? Anything new with the new year, 2022? Throwing them deuces up and shit?
2022, I left every man in 2021.
That's all I have to say.
Huh?
They know that?
Yeah, they know that. Well, if they text me, they'll probably know that because I'm not going to respond.
Okay.
You be getting mad when people don't respond to you? Like, do you like getting ignored?
Do you like it? Who likes getting ignored?
I'm the ignorer.
Oh, so you ain't never been ignored? All right,
well,
then. Yeah,
That's why I left them in 2021.
Let's be clear.
They've been ignoring me, so I became the villain now.
fuck me, fuck you then. That's what it sounds like. That sounds like a fuck
yes.
me. Oh, fuck you too then.
No, I don't know. I'm really trying to be like y'all, you know, because I want to be in a relationship, and I think I want it so bad, so I can't be in one. You know?
I mean, that relationship shit, it'd be nice. It'd be nice sometimes. Other times, she'd be getting on my motherfucking nerves. But
okay,
you know.
Not too much.
Nah,
oh my god.
You on her side just cause?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Girls stick together.
Oh my god.
Hashtag sisterhood. Hashtag that.
No. Hashtag with the gang, you hear me?
No.
Trying to pull out with the boys, you hear me? Shit.
Hashtag no.
All right. You know, you said hashtag sisterhood. Matter of fact, on that note, since you're talking about sisterhood, if I ain't mistaken, you picked the code word this time, right? So let's go ahead and get into this code word.
Yeah, let's get into this code word.
Go ahead.
Because it applies to male or female.
It do, but it
code word.
Go ahead.
Code word of the day is butterface. And if you don't know what butterface is, you're not from the South. Let me tell you what butterface means.
Go ahead.
Let's say, for example, these Instagram models, right? Everything is cute, but her face.
Butterface.
That's true. Instagram is ass central, yes or no?
Oh, hell yeah. Like, I mean, ass titties. You know,
yeah.
You got to get that BBL.
Exactly. So, but a lot of those girls that get that stuff done, they're not
cute. No. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't be on the Instagram model pages and shit. Like, I don't follow no joints like that. So I don't see that shit too much on my timeline. Now and again, like when I'm trying to search for something, you know, you gotta search. You gotta go to the explore page. And like, it'd be like a few of their ass on there. Like, who that is? Like, I don't know. You just don't hit with your ass out. You in the gym with your ass poking all the way out. What you doing, baby?
But I feel like that also applies. Like, everybody is looking to the same too. So, you know, everybody has the same body, but the face is.
Hell yeah. Sisterhood though, right?
Yeah, sisterhood. Hey, look, you took sisterhood. I'm going to tell somebody if they body and they face not matching
up. We sisters, so I should be able to tell you that shit. Like, hey, baby, I ain't going to lie. Your ass is, but that face, shit. Like, you ain't never thought about no little toxic, some little Botox or some shit.
That's why they get it, though. Because they know that the only thing that they got to their name is their body, not their face.
Shit. That's like, I know I had seen a joint, like, who it was, Cardi. I had seen, Shotty posted the thing. She was like, hey, look, man, before you get your teeth fixed, you got to get that BBL first. Because when you get that BBL, then them niggas going to get spend their bread on you, and you going to get the money for your teeth.
But that's the thing. You don't need a BBL for somebody to spend money on you. Like, you could be thick, and they spend money on you. And that's not a true story. But
that's not a true story.
Just letting y'all know, you could be a stick and they will still spend money on you.
Why you figure that?
Huh?
What's that based on? How you, said it's not life. A true story. It's not a true story.
Not, it doesn't, my bad. Let me rephrase. It doesn't pertain to me, but I know it's true.
Okay. Like, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to take you at your word.
You?
Y'all can take her at her word. Hey, look, ain't nothing wrong with sticking out your ear and doing your thing, man.
They will spend money.
Do your thing, man.
You don't even, look, to get money out of people, you don't even have to show your face these days.
I mean, shit,
you know that, right? You ain't gotta show, you ain't gotta show your face.
You can finesse folks over the goddamn internet.
Yeah, you can like finesse them over Instagram through DM. You definitely can.
So you gonna keep on referencing this shit, but ain't gonna talk about it, though. You gonna keep on talking about this.
Y'all, long story short, y'all gonna call me dumb. This girl was like, oh, 2 for $200 wigs. I'm like, oh, let me get 2 wigs for $200.
It'll come up.
Yeah. That girl stole my money.
Went down.
And blocked me. So now I have to go on every burner account and threaten this girl for my money back. I'm going to get it back.
Hey, the fact he said burner account so casually. Like,
yes. Everybody has a burner account.
I don't got not one burner account. I ain't never had one. So you
have, how many Instagram accounts do you have?
Every Instagram I got is related to something I do. I got AO Forever. That's my personal one. And then I got the podcast.
This man is lying. So you mean to tell me you don't be going on one of your different Instagram accounts just to search somebody or search something up?
No. I ain't never done that in my life. Like, I promise you. Like, I ain't never. I mean, hey, I get it. I mean, you got to do your secrecy shit. I'm just out here thugging your
ass. It ain't secrecy nothing. If you block me, just know I have another account to find your ass.
You block me, shit, we done. I don't need to talk to you no more. I ain't got no more words for you.
No,
blocked me, we ain't speaking no more.
No.
And then don't unblock me. Don't unblock me. Ain't no backseas in this bitch.
No.
Ain't no backseas.
If somebody block you, that means you got to go to the next step. Email, Instagram, Twitter, right or wrong.
Wrong.
I guess we
living different on the internet. We living different on the internet. I'm not, like you said that shit, like I was just, you got to, right? Like,
so if your girlfriend blocks you, you're not going to email her if that's the only other way that
what
you can contact her.
What you mean?
She's
not my girlfriend no more. We ain't friends.
I said your girlfriend, as in that's still your girlfriend, and she blocked you, so you're not going to email her.
No, I don't know. You get it. The moment she felt like block, I was like, bye. What you mean? Like, this ain't no,
you ain't finna throw away in a relationship like that, please. You gonna be in an email.
I think you should ask her.
No, I'm asking the right person.
I don't go for that nonsense.
You do.
I don't do that. We don't. Hold on. Me nor her. You don't want to keep this respectful.
Right,
yeah. Me and her. We neither one of us on that shit. We keep this shit like cool and, you know, respectable. Cause I told her from the jump, and you know, we kept that mutual understanding. We ain't going for none of that nonsense. Like, and disrespect, I don't do that. So, you know, no burn accounts. No. Hiding in the DMs, no blocking me, because, you know, block me and bye. Block me and bye. Like Dikembe or some shit.
Code shit.
Code. Okay, go ahead, go to that code shit then. Go ahead and kick that one. That's on you right there.
Why you got me reading this one? Dang.
No, you ready to go on for that code shit.
This is a 25-year-old female from New York.
New York. York
City. She said.
York Town. You gotta put some respect there. This is York Town Heights. Yorktown, my bad.
I ain't never been to New York.
Shit, I ain't either. I don't even know where the fuck Yorktown Heights. That might be like close by the city or something. Or that might be
Buffalo. It sound like she got money.
That what it sound like?
Yeah, because you know down here the Heights is like where all like the rich
people stay.
That's
a city though. I don't know. Like,
you,
nigga, I'm guessing. I'm in the same boat.
You live up in the north, so you probably don't know nothing about down there. So.
I'm talking about
the Heights.
I know something about Heights, Houston shit. For our goddamn, you know, international fans and listeners who ain't in Houston. But, you know, I'm on
anyway,
the north side of
Miss,
Houston. Go ahead.
Miss New York, she said, I have 4 disabilities. I'm sorry. And everyone seems to ghost me after hearing about them. How can I prevent this? What? I have Asperger's. I mean, how do you pronounce that?
That's right. That's right. Asperger syndrome.
ADHD.
Maybe it's with a P. Asperger's.
Asperger's.
Fuck it, it's good. Run it.
Asperger's syndrome, ADHD, anxiety, and bipolar disorder. After I tell people I have them, they usually ghost me. How can I prevent this from happening? I just want someone who sees past my disabilities and sees the real me. Thank you all. Thank you in advance for all of your help. So, ma'am, you don't... I wouldn't even think of that as a disability because myself, I have ADHD, anxiety, bipolar disorder, and I have manic depression. So, girl, you're good.
Okay.
Now, about the whole ghosting stuff, you came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. One thing that I wish people would have done for me is give me hard, cold advice because doing that whole sugarcoating stuff, like, that's not going to do better for nobody.
I mean, I feel you, but I feel like with this, you can't sugarcoat no shit. You got to be upfront with it. But at the same time, I feel like when it comes to dating, sometimes some people want to be too upfront. You want to tell everything. It's like, you trying to go and tell somebody to, like, what, to not... Are you cool with my disability? Mm-hmm. It's like, that motherfucker probably got all kind of crazy shit that they got damn thing. But my thing if is, you ain't talking about it.
But it's people that don't even know that they're diagnosed or anything. Like, people that think that how they're living their lives is normal. You know, some people do not know that they have, like, I guess, disabilities. I don't call them disabilities.
What you call all the stuff you got? Because you got a little smorgasbord of things you just ran off there.
I call them magic powers because I feel like it enhances my personality. Like, you know, especially like with the whole, what's funny?
I'm just listening. You like enhances you see, and my you personality. Gonna be, you got magic powers dealing
with,
and shit.
You dealing with people like this.
Hey, look.
This is what you do. Just outshine. I promise you. Like, I don't know. It's just, I get passionate over this.
Hey, I mean, I feel you. Like,
so it's like, but you should never feel like that's like a disability or how can I prevent this from happening to me? It's going to happen regardless. But even then, like, I don't come out the woodgate and be like, oh, I have, you know, I have all of this. Like, you didn't even know that.
When I first seen her, like, I'm motherfucking look a little crazy. I don't know. She look a little crazy.
Everybody always says that. They'd be like, I just know you crazy. Okay.
You ain't fail, though. You look crazy. And I say look just because it's
welcome
on the podcast.
To the circus.
I only say look. Huh? What'd you say?
I said, welcome to the circus.
Okay. Fun times. Ringo and shit.
Fun times.
But, yeah, man. I feel like just with Charlotte, like, I don't know how this shit come off. Like, I ain't going to stunt with you. Like, I don't know too much about Asperger's like that. But
ADHD, I don't
know
what that is.
Buku folks got that shit. Anxiety, Buku folks got that shit right now. Bipolar disorder. Shit, if a motherfucker ain't got it, they act like they got it.
But I feel like... you're not in New York, but I know... I don't want to give no free promo, but it's an app called... I think it's Meet Me. And whenever I was dealing with, like, my magic powers, I went on there to find people that had, like, the same things as me. I found, like, a group. They do, like... coffee meetups on Thursdays for people that have bipolar disorder. Like, you know, like, get apps like that where you can find people that have the same things as you. Like, and I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying, like, you know, where you can relate to more people. Because, I mean, you're asking how can I prevent this? That's one preventive way to find people that have the same powers as you.
I mean, that can be a part, but I don't even feel like she got to go find somebody who on the same
shit.
I
feel
like you just ain't
got to do that.
Like I say, everybody got some shit, so you ain't even got to like focus in on trying to have like somebody who got what you got. It's like, look, you ain't got to tell nobody everything going on. Just like if I'm on, like, I ain't got no kids, but if I'm on a first date, unless I'm just like, oh shit, I'm only just trying to find somebody who I'm finna be with forever, and they got to know everything off the bat. You ain't got to go on no date like, oh, I got two kids. Like, you ain't got to say that shit. Or if you got, like, whatever kind of shit, like, or if you married, but you done separated, you ain't got to be like, oh, I'm separate. Like, you ain't got to say, like, if I don't even like you, ain't no point in me telling you all my business.
But,
so, like, with that shit, I feel like she can just, what?
Because you said if you go on a date with somebody and you said you don't see, like, a future with them, you're not going to tell them
you
kids?
Not you don't see a future, but it's just like, if I don't even know if I'm going to be with you, like, this is the first date. Like, I'm just meeting you. I'm just getting to know you. I don't need to tell you everything.
But you should disclose that you got kids, because some people do not do kids. And when I say some,
kids,
I mean,
like,
me.
That's cool. That's cool. But what I'm saying is, at that point, you can run that joint, though. But it ain't no point in, like, me bringing it out here. If, like, ain't no point in you telling me you don't want to be with me because I got kids. When I start talking to you, I'm like, oh, she fucking crazy. I don't even want to go nowhere with her anyway. So, like, that's just the point in my mind. You don't got to put all your shit out there. Like, let that shit come. Like, now, the bipolar, unless your bipolar just jump out in the middle of a conversation. Yeah. But I don't even know how crazy it is with that point. But, like, if Charlotte,
I was going to say the same thing, too. I don't know to what extent you have your magic powers. And I'm going to keep calling them magic powers because there's nothing wrong with it in a sense because...
Everybody got something going on.
No, everyone likes to think they're normal. Nobody's normal. I promise you, nobody is normal. And if you can name somebody normal, then let me know because I know nobody that's normal.
Yeah. I mean...
You're perfect the way you are. And with the powers that you have, keep them and... Become a superhero. I don't know what else to say, but yeah, you
become
got it.
A superhero. I don't know what the hell going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I don't know.
There.
Be a superhero.
Yeah.
That's, in a sense. You already got powers.
So, Shawty, just do your thug thing, man. You ain't got to worry about nobody. Shit, this next one right here, I ain't looking short. I just looked over that motherfucker. I'm like, that's a whole lot of words, nigga. That's a whole lot of words. Let me read them, though. All right, of course, you already know, man. We got another one coming in, Reddit. Shout out to goddamn Reddit subreddit, man. If y'all fucking with us, man, make sure y'all tap in. If you about the Reddit life, stick to the code Reddit subreddit. I don't know how to say Reddit talk. I'm sorry. I'm new to the game. I'm trying to fuck with y'all. But we got another anonymous one right here coming in from Ohio. They under 18, so we got Latine in this bitch or something like that. All right, so bro asks, is the way I experience crushes and relationships normal? It's just so different than what I've heard from most people my age. I'm in high school, all right, so teenager. Everyone talks about having a crush, a heart pounding, butterflies in your stomach and stuff like that, but I just don't experience that. Like, the way it works for me is I just kind of go, this person is really cool. I want to be around them a lot. We'd be a good couple. Like, it's more of just enjoying a connection with a person than anything. I've been in a relationship and it made me happy because I like being close to the person. I like feeling wanted and just enjoying the connection, but I didn't really feel anything particularly different or intense, but I definitely didn't just see it as friendship. Also, I feel like I don't feel like I need a relationship. Real, you don't need one. In the way my friends do. Like, they'll talk about how they're lonely and how they feel like something is missing, and I just can't relate. Like, a relationship could be nice, but I feel fulfilled with just my friends too. Also, if someone I'm interested in a relationship with isn't interested with me or like someone else, I don't really care that much. I'm just like, oh, that's kind of sad, and move on. Is this normal? Sorry if this isn't the right place, but, you know, just want to know if I can talk about it with someone anywhere. Man, look. All that shit right there, good, man. Don't be trying to be like the motherfucking crowd, man. Do your thing. Like, you thugging. Like, y'all already know how I feel, man. Don't be putting your heart out there for these motherfuckers. You ain't feeling that shit. Ain't no point in, like, feeling like you got to be with nobody, man. If you, man, look, like Shawty said beforehand, you came in the motherfucker dolo, you going to leave this bitch dolo. Don't be trying to do what everybody else doing, man. Just rock out how you doing. Mm-hmm. You feel me? No, maybe you don't feel me. Maybe you don't be like, I don't know.
Are we missing the fact that you're in high school? Like,
what that mean? What
they got? Work on your GPA. Work on your future. Like,
man, that ain't real. That ain't realistic, man.
The way that you experience crushes and relationships is.
So you weren't doing. You ain't had no relationships, no nothing. You weren't thinking about nobody. You weren't thinking about the.
I did not have my first real relationship until I graduated.
Hold on, but was you talking to people? Was you looking at people? Was you like, oh, he cute?
I was talking to them, but I was never, like, meeting up with them or going on dates with them. Like, I would only see them in school.
I mean, like I say, there were some people out here in
but
Ohio.
That's the way that I was brought up, though. I was brought up, like, I can't have no boyfriend. Like, I have to be straight forward with school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I will see. I mean, I want to know shit like that. But, I mean, like, it's feel like a dude. I don't know. But
this is definitely a girl. What guy is saying everyone talks about a heart pounding, but
I mean, I feel like that's just
stomach.
How relationships sound. Like, you know what? Like, especially if the movies. So like, when you watch the movies and shit, they be like all the butterflies and all the extra shit, and they super sell the shit on love and all the extra. So
I've never in my life caught butterflies for a man, and that's just that on that. Like,
maybe shit, that's, I don't know, like, you ain't never felt like, you ain't never liked no dude like talking about, you ain't never been like, oh, I really like this nigga.
There's, you want me to be honest, I honestly feel
I
like,
I don't want you to lie.
True. I really feel like it's only one person out there for me.
Oh, you one of them.
Like, no, one of who?
One of them.
No,
like, one
you,
of them
but,
is one in the world
okay,
for me.
Have you ever felt like that? Like, you know,
you
like
never had to.
No, wait, no. Listen, it's called intuition too, because like I've always felt like only because like every relationship I've ever been in does not work.
And how many relationships like, you been in? Like, you say every relationship I've ever been in, it's only one
I
for
mean,
you.
Like, situationship, talking to people, like, all that, like, it has never gone the way that I have wanted
how many
it to go.
Decent? It ain't even got to be super serious relationships. Decent, how many, like, oh, we was rocking decent, kind of joints?
I can't even think about the names because I wouldn't. Like, I'm talking about
how many.
You.
Like, how many?
I know, I'm trying to count. That's why I can't even think of the names because they was all ain't shit. Like,
well, maybe you just like ain't shit niggas, though. Have you ever thought about that? Like, maybe you over there attracted to them ain't shit.
All my friends say that. But it's like, how do you know that they not shit?
They do
I'm
ain't
so
shit stuff.
Sorry, ? Under 18, I'm so sorry. Like,
what you talking about?
Because we really did we answer his question?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shit. I answered the question. Oh. You on some extra shit.
No, I'm
you
just saying it's.
And
you're in high school. That's my answer. You're in high school. Like,
man, that's nonsense. You in high school, but you still trying to do. Obviously, that bro dating or female. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But what they are. But regardless, dude or female, man, you ain't got to worry about all the other shit. If you ain't feeling like you need to be falling for nobody, man, you ain't got to fall for nobody. Mm-hmm. Like, if you feeling like, oh, I like this person, fuck with them. You know, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't one for that heartbreak shit. But, you know, if you feeling like that, do your thing. But if you not, ain't no point in trying to be like, oh, shit, I should feel like how everybody else feel. Because, shit, them motherfuckers over,
man,
when your friend over here crying and looking sad and shit.
This is the best advice I could give you.
Don't be taking no advice from nobody who don't want to fall
any,
for nobody.
Any and everybody that you find attractive or anything, put them all in, you know, like group them all together. Write down their names or something. Try to see out of all them people, the whosever number you could get. Talk to them. Interact with them. You know, see if you get the heart pounding and butterflies in your stomach. Don't do nothing with them. Just talk to them. Feel them out. Before you even go to that step of relationship or anything, ask yourself, do I know 5 things about this person? Does this person have 5 goals? Does this person have 5 siblings? I don't, like, you know, really think, are we going to be good together? Do y'all have the same favorite color? Like,
what
you know, like, things
for?
Like that.
Like, just like, huh? what is you setting up right here?
I'm setting up because, no, they're talking about experiencing crushes and relationships are normal. Well, how about you just to, if you want to see how it's normal, group them all together, get their numbers, talk to them and see which one is the best fit. That's what I was getting at.
I mean, they ain't trying to like, but I feel like this person ain't, they just trying to see, should they, like, is that.
And
I
told them, you're in high school, but if you want to take that route, group them all together, get the numbers.
Man, I don't know what she's talking about.
I know what I'm talking
all
about.
All I'm talking about.
And
look,
you know what I'm talking about,
whoever you
too.
Is, you good. Like, don't even worry about that shit. Don't be trying to fall for nobody. If you ain't falling, keep on doing your thing, man. Mm-hmm. Stay up. All right, look, man. So let's go ahead and get into this goddamn dope business. Y'all already know what the fuck it is. Look, man, I'm finna fuck up over here. We finna goddamn put y'all on a goddamn dope-ass business y'all need mm-hmm. to be fucking with. Obviously, we in motherfucking Houston. But, you know, nigga, Louisiana to the death of me, you heard me? Wait. What are my eyes for? What your eyes looking around for? I'm just making sure.
Who's the dope business? I'm intrigued.
Dope business. All right, look. So this one I can vouch for fucking with. We got Earth's Nectar right here. I done seen them on a whole lot of shit. It's a natural hair care brand. I think they centered on, like, you know, African-American hair, but just in general, just natural hair care. It's based out of Houston. Address on it if you want to go fuck with them. They at 4715 LeBrant Street. That's Houston. That's 77004. You can follow them on social. They at Earths_Nectar. But I done seen them popping up a little bit more, like, even on my Instagram and shit. Like, because I think they had, like, posts with, like, Vogue and other little brands, other big brands and stuff, just, like, vouching for them as far as, like, being a legit brand.
Mm-hmm.
I first ran into them, I want to say, like, 4 or 5 years ago, something like that, get my hair retwisted. So, like, I just seen, like, the brand in there, because the Earth's Nectar, if I ain't mistaken, like, so if I'm wrong, my bad. But I think they run out of it's a shop called Natural Hair Salon, if I ain't mistaken. Natural Resources Salon. And that's the location right there, the LeBrant spot. But they do dope-ass shit. It was, like, dope-ass vibe up in there and, like, meeting the owners and shit. So it was just a cool-ass place, dope-ass, like I said, just natural hair care shit, just kind of, like, get your shit done. Like, even though I think they use some of the product for, like, retwisting my joints. And it felt like a smooth shit, like, not too heavy. So it seemed like a legit company. You ever heard of them?
No. And now I'm intrigued.
Real, though. You out of fuck with them.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
All right, so, yeah, like I said, man. Y'all in the Houston area or shit. Matter of fact, they ship, I think, nationwide, worldwide or whatever. So, man, y'all ought to tap in with them. It's Earth's Nectar hair care, and fuck with them. Shit. ain't gonna lie. Why, man, I'll be looking at these motherfuckers. Mm. Oh, we finna go and get to this cold shit, but damn, this motherfucker look long than a bit. All right, look, man. We got another one from Reddit. This one, 22, from the Czech Republic. Let's have fun. All right, look, so, and this, I think this is a female right here. All right, so look, my boyfriend keeps touching me how I don't want at night while I'm asleep. For example, I wake up with his hand in my panties, etc. It happens every now and then. Bro, wildin'. But, you know, let me hear the situation. It happens every now and then. After it happened the first time, I had a big conversation with him that I understand it might be okay for some people, but that it's not okay with me, and I've stated clearly that I hate it. I don't want it to happen ever again and that he just isn't allowed to do such things while I'm asleep. Literally, the following day, it happened again, and I've slapped him as I woke up like that and told him how betrayed I feel after what I told him previously. We had a fight and didn't talk for a few hours, but he kept apologizing, so I forgave him again. Can't be forgiving all these motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. It happened a few more times since then, over months, a year. Oh, they've been years, at least a year. But mostly when he was really drunk, not an alcoholic, just occasional parties. See, you over defending him, so you already probably at that point we're going to defend this shit. I mean, every time we had a follow-up conversation where I told him how much I mind and that it completely destroys my boundaries. Last time it happened was a week ago, and I went to sleep in another room afterwards, and we didn't talk for a few days, but eventually I forgave him again. Damn. Yesterday it happened again, and I'm absolutely desperate this time, though. I don't trust him anymore. I'm scared to sleep next to him, and I'm thinking this is just the times when I woke up and wondered how many times I didn't wake up. That's a scary shit for real. I love him very much, and he's a nice person except for this, but he is sorry now and keeps saying how much he loves me and how he hates himself for doing that as well. But I'm struggling to believe him this time, and I can't see how can he love me if he keeps doing that to me. I don't want to lose him, and I don't want to feel like shit right now at the beginning of the year. I wanted to enjoy the following week with him as we have a vacation, but I can't just go and pretend like nothing happened and I had fun with him. To be honest, I also can't spend all my energy on not communicating with him and just being upset. It's really hard for me. I just have absolutely no idea what to do right now. It feels like I want to accept his sorry and just be done with it, but I also can't accept it anymore. Damn. Goddamn, Shotty. It's pretty straightforward for me on this one. But you a female, so I'm gonna let you go ahead and take this joint. Go ahead, let the people know what you thinking, Matt.
I don't want to be rude, so you gonna have to go first.
I don't want to be rude
because I'm mind blown.
You mind blown? Never had this situation.
I'm mad at her.
You never had this situation?
No, we just went through how I don't even. Even be
See, matter of fact, you can't even get in this situation because you ain't even falling. You ain't out here falling for these men.
In this situation,
see, this is what that love look like.
No, this is not love.
She love him.
That's lust.
She love him.
No, she don't love him. I think
she
love him.
She probably love him.
She probably love him, his being. Him just being
Why she dead. Can't? Okay, that's him. She love
but,
him.
I don't know.
Folks out there, the love be fucked up, though. Like, so you might love somebody, but the way you move about it fucked up.
Did she or did she not lose you when she said over a month to a year?
Oh, I mean, Shada left me in the beginning. Like, because one, if, like, as soon as it was like as soon as this, I told him, hey, don't do that. And we had like, nah, like, I don't go for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, if it would happen
the second time.
I don't go for, and I ain't finna do at no point in time. Like example, like, I don't know how you and the dudes you rock with, even though, you know, you say you don't really be rocking no niggas. I don't go for that ass such and shit. So ain't no female from the period touch my ass. Like, I don't know if you look at like that's a dead ass serious one. I don't go for that ass shit. Period. So in my mind, if I tell you I don't go for that ass shit, and you like, it's cute, babe. Like, nah, motherfucker. I said I don't go for that ass shit. Like, it ain't cute to me because it's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
So like in the same kind of joint, and like this even like more like Shawty feeling like you feeling violated. Like I ain't no female, but like even on some extra shit, like if I done told you no, it's like just cause you in a relationship don't mean it ain't rape.
But my question is, why, like, okay.
Why? Goddamn, girl, what you got? Where you at? You don't even fucking know. But look,
my thing is, my main question is, okay, so is he only trying to like make moves with her when she sleep?
I feel like it's time in between it,
cause if she's awake, like what's the problem when she's awake?
You know I mean, I feel like they're probably doing it too, but you know, like sometimes, like somebody might have like a super hot sex drive, or so like even to the like people have fetishes and shit. So like, bro might be like a little turned on or something. That's like she knocked crazy. Out or some shit. Like I mean, people have like this is all kind of wild fetishes. So like people no, like he might be turned on by like messing with her while she's sleep or something like that, or like just whatever it could be.
Yeah, no, literally, this little TikTok couple, just today I guess he released it. It was a girl, like the roles were reversed. The girl was doing that to the boy. And he was just forgiving her and stuff. And I think her name is what? Sienna May. But she no, they're like really popular like TikTokers, and she got accused for sexual assault. Like and it's the same situation.
In my mind, it's for me. It's
just
crazy
because he was just explaining, like, but she was just so nice and she knew how to like apologize. Like you're dealing with the manipulator. Like people really know how to get, like when you know somebody, like they really try to manipulate you and like get that out of you. Like, girl, you gotta go. Like,
I mean, that's how I be. Like, I feel like crazy. Regardless, I like feel sad. All that apologizing all the time, shit. That's shit. But at the same time, if you deep into a relationship, like I don't know how long they total relationship been. But like you kind of get into a relationship, you know, sometimes you might have some of that shit happen, but. For me, I feel like that's one that can kind of hit a quick, like, nah, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's
right there.
Like a no.
Like so, I feel like Shawty should like just tell him, like, well, I mean, she should have been gone. Like, honestly, that's my opinion.
Yeah,
like,
but that's another thing I'm saying, because if he's continuously doing it, then I'm not saying it's something wrong with her, but you got to think of, you know, like, if you want to stay with him, you got to think of a different way to, like, maneuver that. Like,
I mean,
you know?
shit, she sleeps, so it ain't like, I mean, she done slapped him. Like,
yeah.
Shawty said she slapped him, you told him, you ain't sleeping
but
around
you,
him.
But
ain't no real
if
move.
You really done, you gonna be done.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically not, the point, because like, she can't, there's nothing she can really do where it's gonna be like, oh, okay, I told you, just knowing you do it again, it's done. Because, like, at this point, if I done something 15 times or something in a year, and it's something you super big don't want, man, you already know you can do it again. So, Shawty, you just got to be like, tell him, like, I'm done. You got to just log out of it. But, bro, like, you know, getting out of a relationship be hard. So, I just feel like that's the biggest thing. Like, Shawty just got to, she just got to tell herself, really. Because this is less what she got to tell him. And I feel like it's more what she got to tell herself. Like, look, I'm worth more than this shit. And I ain't finna take this. If this ain't something I'm cool with. Now, people who out there just on some general shit. Hey, look, man, if you doing your motherfucking fucking thing, because, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, like, you wake me out of my sleep to some shit I'm enjoying. I ain't mad at that shit. But that's because I'm cool with it. So if I'm cool with it, it's straight. Because to me, that's really the only line when it comes to it. Because, like, relationship, if it's forced, it's rape to me. Like, if the other person don't want to do it and they clearly iterate it, that they don't want to go for it, anything you do past that, that's rape.
Yeah, baby, you wrote the wrong statement.
So, I mean, you know, but you love him. You're in a relationship. You don't want to say that part. And, like, I mean, it's not even, like, a common thing. I don't know how the Czech Republic
is. She sent the statement to the wrong person. She should have sent that to the police because I just don't. No, like, I just don't. I don't stand for that. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, and you said from months to a year, like, girl, like, you're being manipulated. And then it's like, I want to feel sad for you, but at the end of the day, like, even in that message, like, you know what's wrong. Like, I can't feel bad for no adult. You 22.
I mean, it's hard to log out sometimes. Like, it's hard to log out.
I get that it's hard to log out, but there's over 7 billion people in this world, baby. So
shit, you don't see everybody? See, that's right there. That's because you ain't had nobody have your little heart. You out here being hard and shit. You being too gangster. You gotta let somebody, Big Mac on the block.
Okay, Big M's.
Stupid. Man, let's go ahead and get to this next motherfucker. You got
okay.
This bitch.
This is sent in from Reddit from Lawandale. And he's 14.
Right?
He's 14 years old.
Oh, you just gonna slide by it. you said that with Lawandale. Like,
Lawandale. And he's from South Africa. And he's a male. He said, how do I respond to being called the N-word? I made a throwaway account to ask this question for non-specified reasons. How do I, as a black male teenager, respond to being called the N-word, cotton picker, slave, etc.? Violence always seems to be the answer among many, but I don't agree with this approach as it only perpetuates the stereotype of black people being violent and primal, as well as it not being the right way to deal with things. How do I react in a situation like this? like a white person, react like a Karen. That's what they want you to do. You know, I understand the whole aggression thing, but you, if somebody called me the N-word, I'm acting like a white person.
I don't know, like, I for me, I feel like I ain't gonna be, like, it depend on the energy situation and all that joint. Because, I mean, you ain't finna, like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never been, like, I'm from the South, you know, so we got all kind of crazy shit.
I've been called all three niggas. Of those.
I'm like, hold on, bro. Like, I had some situation around folks and, you know, like, people who didn't like some, you know, more European-based people mm-hmm. who've kind of been around people to where they feel a little bit more comfortable. You know, you around that kind of energy, you know. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I even know, like, some people who, like, that's their kind of shit. Like, folks who, like, hey, look, we talk like that, you know. Oh, bro, good. So, you know, hey, they straight. But, like, that's the only times I'd have never been around, like, that kind of situation to where it ain't, like, nobody being like, hey, nigga. But, you know, like, they saying it. Like, I don't really vibe with it. They ain't even calling me that, but it's just saying it in general.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, on that kind of, like, one, that's just some straight up, that's just straight racist shit right there. Because, like, nigga, cotton picker, like, slave, like, one. That's, and what's crazy to me, that's some, like, really half that shit. I feel like some American type shit. And
it bro,
in South Africa. So, I'm like... Like them, like I don't know the history of South Africa like that. I know South Africa do got like some stupid big like racial shit like America, like they got apartheid. Mm-hmm. Shit, I looked up a little while back, but like this, so they had like a cause shit. Trevor Noah was talking about this shit, you know. Trevor?
Yeah.
So yeah, like talking about like how over there like they got different shit. So like the N word, at least how he was speaking about it, like that ain't even like they big racist word. At least mm-hmm. how he was speaking about it, but you know. This different times, bro. 14, internet and all that shit. So nigga might be big over there.
Yeah.
But like, but you talking about cotton picker and slave? Like one just period, like move around. I hope this at like school or something. Like not like in society, but you know it might be because it, you know, if it's in society, I mean you just gotta mm-hmm. move accordingly. Bro, 14. You can't be getting yourself caught up in too much, especially if the environment racist, you just gonna get killed.
To react in a situation like that, I feel like you have to remind yourself of who you are. You know?
Not to remind yourself of who you
are. You have to. No, because the amount of times that I've been called a house slave, and I've been.
This time about like, this is by Europeans or this by like black folks?
Oh,
like what?
Yeah, Europeans. You think I'd be mad if my people was joking with me and calling me that?
I mean, do your thing. Like, I ain't know.
And that's another thing.
We in different situations. No, so
but,
ain't nobody,
but that's another thing.
That.
We have got to stop. Over what is it, romanticizing or whatever the N word? Like, why do y'all want to say that so bad? Like, I just really want to know.
I mean, shit, it's culture.
Like,
I mean,
I'm talking about people that
culture.
Aren't in the culture. Like, why do you want to? Why you want to say
that's
that
just
the
point.
So
like
bad.
One, that's just the same thing. Like, you pull up to like a stupid big like whoever popping concert, man, that front row ain't looking nothing like the artist who performing. Cause the people with the money, them folks right there, and they fans. Mm-hmm. And if I'm a fan of you, like don't get it wrong. I ain't saluting. I ain't saying like, hey, it's okay. But if I'm a fan of your music, every one of your goddamn songs say nigga this, nigga I'm turned like shit. I rap. So in my shit, I'm talking about niggas. So if I had like a white fan who listens to my shit, I'm gonna be like, oh, when you in the comfort of your home by yourself, am I gonna bleep my motherfucking words? Like come
no,
on.
No, but that's the thing. You know, yeah, go ahead. Say when nobody looking, but I'm talking about internet wise and all of that, like in front of people's face, like using as insults or just like just wanting to say it in general. Like in high school, I grew up with so many non-black people just freely saying the N-word. I've lost so many friends because I had to check so many people. I don't appreciate the point of doing that because, you know what I'm saying? We don't go around being like, oh, what's up, f***er? Don't nobody say that.
It be some folks.
It
be some
saying,
people
like
I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't vouch for that shit. Like
yeah.
for me, different people have different things. And like I know it's people who like more famous say this shit. So in my mind, like mm-hmm. I don't vouch the whole I'ma say y'all shit since y'all wanna say mm-hmm. y'all shit. Like, I don't go for that joint. Like it ain't got the same background or nothing. But to me, I don't give a mm-hmm. fuck what it is. Like my mindset, if it's a race based thing or if it's a hate based thing. I ain't moving with it. So, like, I don't care if you, like, you a black person who's saying some white shit
mm-hmm.
or shit, Hispanic shit or whatever, that kind of thing, Asian, any whatever. If the root of it is like a slur, like a ethnic slur, like, hey, look, y'all saying it amongst yourselves, do y'all thing, man. That's y'all and y'all culture. But, like, somebody else coming out, like, you saying something, just nah. So, like, I ain't never finna move it like that. So.
But how you react in that situation, stay calm. Because when they called me a house slave, I was like, I'm, well, what? Do you expect me to be in your house? Like, what?
don't know.
You know, like, say, think of a good comeback. I'm not good with comebacks.
I ain't got, I don't got no good comebacks. Because in my mind, like, everything I got is like, bitch, who the fuck is you? Like,
yeah, I was just about to say, because every time my reaction, it's going to be like fighting. Like, it's going to be some shape or form. I ain't never actually had to
deal with it, but in my mind, it's like, I don't see myself dealing with it smooth. Yeah. I don't see me dealing with it smooth. Like, I want to be, like I'm saying right now, I'm going to be cool. Yeah, bro, 14.
But if you really want me to give you advice, since you're 14 and you already young, one thing that I did regret in high school was not getting enough fights. So if you do, hey, start swinging, because you're really not going to go to jail like that. If anything, you're going to get suspended.
You don't know how it is in South Africa.
I don't.
Like, I don't think that shit like that. Like, racism different over there. Like, you know what I mean? We got shit over here.
Oh, I forgot it was South Africa.
That shit in South Africa. Like, that shit.
Well, if you was down here, beat
their
ass.
They got some shit recently that, like, it wasn't that long ago. Like, your lifetime, damn, this type of shit. Our lifetime. Like, what? Like, real talk. Like, what? Like, decent big shit. Like, I think in the 90s or some shit like that, they had some changes. So, my bad, am I wrong on this shit? But like, they got some racist shit that's like on par with like American kind of slave type shit.
Yeah, well, if it's something like that, then please remain calm and just keep your sanity and safety.
Yeah, man, you just gotta move around and get from around them circles. These people who like you fucking with, but they kind of like being on that shit, man. You just gotta get out of this situation, because ain't no, like, don't die over a word. Like, if a motherfucker like disrespecting you, like forcibly, like physically or some other shit like that. Or, you know what I mean? But, like, if you're in a situation where you know motherfuckers might pull up on you, or you that one motherfucking nigga, you the one black person in that situation, and it's five other motherfuckers, and they probably go, you might fuck, because, you know, some shit, you can get killed, and based on the situation, motherfucker, get off. Nothing happened to them. Slap on the wrist. They don't even do a fucking night in jail. So, like, shit, especially out here in America, you see some of this shit. Like, some of these people getting time, but it's still plenty of motherfuckers who killing folks. So, like, like, don't force the situation. I ain't gonna lie, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I don't be the type of person who, like, if somebody talking to me crazy or, like, cop situation, notice in a cop situation, but I'm gonna probably talk my shit, I ain't gonna lie. But,
that's all I'm gonna do.
Yeah, so.
Because what are you pulling me over for?
It'd be like that. Let's go ahead and get into these shits. Shit, man. You got anything else you wanna add on it?
Keep your sanity and safety.
All
right. And LaJuan Dial, come to Texas.
Bro, hey man, she should send the city in with like a enunciation or whatever. Be like, my name is LaJuan. LaJuan.
That actually, no, LaJuan Dial.
Yeah, I was finna say it a different way than I seen that. I was like, yeah, it's a dial.
Or LaJuan.
LaJuan Dial.
LaJuan Dial.
LaJuan Dial. It's LaJuan Dial.
He probably like,
I'm finna come to Texas. These motherfuckers over there talking that shit. Say my name, right, nigga? Motherfucker mama be like, look. Because, you know, African names be meaning all kind of like big-ass shit. All that shit being big type shit. So, yeah. All right, look, man, y'all. We done with the motherfucking cold shits. Y'all motherfucking tap in. If we talked about your situation, make sure you got down. Let us know how that shit played out, how you moving with it. Because, you know, we hope we giving good advice out here. But if we ain't, fuck. I mean, it's a podcast. Our bad.
If we ain't, send your question in somewhere else.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, man, let's go ahead and get into these goddamn jams and joints, because we finna put y'all motherfuckers on some vibes, Jeremy. I want y'all to be feeling this shit, you know, making moves.
You need to give it up.
I told you don't do that shit.
About enough.
I told her don't do that shit. God damn, like that. I'm sorry, y'all.
Boy is mine.
So, that's what you gonna do.
I killed that.
Okay.
Give me one singing voice lesson, and I'll be good.
That ain't how voice lessons typically work.
Yeah, it will. It will. I just need to learn how to do the la 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 la. That was good.
No, it wasn't. They supposed to go. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't got no voice lessons. Like they go la 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 la. Oh, some motherfucking Sister Act shit. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You never seen Sister Act?
Duh, a deer.
You never seen Sister Act?
No.
What the fuck?
You talking about with the nuns, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. With Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen it.
You seen Sister Act 2, though?
No.
That's the classic one, right? I mean, Sister Act, the first one. But the Sister Act 2, that's the one like the young folks was like. You sleep, dead ass sister. Man, and then that's that shit where you had like motherfucking goddamn.
The Temptations.
I don't want to say it. I feel pressure. Like, Miss Lauren? Heel? Coming through with that shit? Girl, it was some classy shits up in there. You might be a little too young, goddamn. Sister
I guess I am.
Sister Act 2 is one of them shits right there.
You need to give it up.
All right, enough of this shit. Just let them know what the jam is this week.
The jam this week is The Boy Is Mine by Monica and Brandy.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all on that shit right there. Y'all need to make sure y'all go ahead and tap in with. That's a 90s joint, right? Mm-hmm. That was 90s, huh? What year was it?
It was made the year I was born in 1999.
90. Damn.
Shit. Yeah.
It don't even sound right when you say 99.
And don't subtract this year's date from that date either.
That shit, I mean, basically you did, but...
I know.
Like, but it's so wild, like, so that you, like, claim 90s, right? Ain't that right? Like, you claim the 90s?
Yeah, I mean, you know, because on my birth certificate and my ID, it clearly states 1999, so I could claim the 90s. Yeah. I get it if I was in, you know, a 2000s baby, but I'm not a 2000s baby. I'm a 1990s
You like
girl.
A preemie 2000s
no,
baby.
No, I'm not.
That's basically...
You mad because I barely made the cut? You mad?
Barely? Like, you know, barely type
please.
Shit.
I guess,
I'm man.
A 90s girl.
90s.
I'm a 90s girl.
I'm a 90s kind of girl. And I'm glad. I fucked up the words. I wanted to shoot the shit, but... what the fuck? You know what I'm talking about? Do you even know what I'm singing? Do you even know the theme song?
I think you butchered
song?
The words.
I fucked up the words for sure. I fucked up the words, so I ain't even finna go again. Like, I fucked up the words.
What are you talking about? We are living single.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we 90s.
We 90s. All right. For sure that. All right, so The Boy's Mind on that goddamn old school jam, but I'm finna bring y'all this goddamn new joint right here. Shit came out last year, but this motherfucker be vibing, you heard me? And if y'all ain't already peeped from some of my other picks, I tend to lean a little bit toward Louisiana, so I'ma stay toward Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I'ma pick that goddamn young boy, you feel me? NBA young boy. That smoke strong, but that shit right there, that shit, ooh, that shit, I ain't gonna lie, that shit a vibe right there. That shit give me a hype in the motherfucker, just like, I smoke strong. Money, I ain't money, yeah, you step in the top. But I don't smoke it all though. I don't smoke it all. The song just popping.
Big gas, big gas in the building. You already know I smoke that gas. Okay.
No gas over there. No gas. No gas. Over
there. For lawyer purposes, I do not smoke.
That motherfucker out here sending goddamn making statements. Just in case for lawyer purposes, I do not smoke any of that big gas. I don't even know what I was talking about. I heard it in a song.
Thank you.
Making
I approve that message, by the way.
Oh, shit. On that joint, did you see? I don't know if it was a legit joint, but I seen it on Instagram. It was talking about like a dude running for Senate in Louisiana. Nigga was smoking in his in his ad. That shit was hard, but he was talking about just in case of like, it's a black dude running for Senate over there. The motherfucker was smoking in the goddamn in the joint. So I'm like, that shit hard.
I mean, Barack Obama, we got pictures of Barack Obama smoking weed and he was the president of the United States.
But I'm pretty sure, I ain't seen the picture, but I'm pretty sure that's like kid shit. This is the nigga currently. this wasn't no throwback shit. This one like he wouldn't film like, oh, this is a Polaroid type shit or something. This is nigga in the ad like, look, they out here arresting motherfuckers for this shit, right? Like, dead
ass. You gotta show me that for real.
Real talk. Like,
he really smoking and saying it?
Yeah, they got a whole split in that bitch.
No. He got like, my vote.
But I feel him on what he was on, because he was on, like, on the case of it's so many people being arrested for, like, one, for having a little bit of weed, because most of the people who get arrested, like, even though, you know, you got people who was arrested for selling, but just on the case of, especially in a state like Louisiana, the amount of people who getting, the amount of people who get arrested for just possession is like, nigga, ain't no intent to sell. Mm-hmm. It's a small amount. And it's buku states that have already made the shit legal.
Yeah.
So it's just like, we in a state that's on some bullshit. So I feel like he one of the people who like, oh, look, my goal is to kind of push toward this to kind of like have a fairer system. And then the fact, I think bro said it was like a 4 times bigger amount of African-Americans who are arrested
who
for
are incarcerated for...
like for the same
marijuana.
Case. So it's just like... I feel like the shit was wild when he was on. Like, it's just like shit, that's crazy. But then at the same time, it's like, nah, I feel what you want. Like,
no, it's because, I mean, weed is a earth herb. So, like, I feel like it shouldn't be illegalized.
I mean, yeah, this is all kind of crazy background on, like, the, you know, like, them
but,
making
I mean,
it legal and all
you,
that shit.
I mean, we all know why they're not legalizing weed in certain states because they want to gain from that. No, they want that money from that.
Yeah, it'd be that part.
They want to tax weed. They want to do all that. Like, I'd be damned if I'm paying $15 for a G. That's how it's going. If it start getting legalized or something, that's how it's going to start being.
When I went to Vegas. Your lawyer, though? Your lawyer part? Like, you up here talking prices and shit. You talking prices with too much confidence? In the movie, you seen in the movies, rap music or hip hop, you know, that shit. Okay, for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. I got you.
But now in Vegas, a 0.5 is $10.
I don't smoke. Like, I ain't finna lie to you. So
I didn't say that. Y'all, that a 0.5 is $10. Who is paying for that? Who is paying for that? Do you know? You can't.
It might be something.
A 0.5, not even a whole gar. Like,
it might be some fire though. It might be some fire. I mean, you never know.
No,
it might be, you know, they getting over that, like, toward like Vegas. You know, you getting toward the Cali coast where that shit, you know, do the most.
So you ain't never, but you ain't never hit a blunt before.
Straight, like, I'm good on it.
But you ain't never hit a blunt. Nah, but you took a sip. You took a shot of alcohol.
Okay,
but
that's two different things. I don't smoke.
You might as well.
No, I might as well not. I don't want to smoke.
Alcohol is worse than weed.
Look, that's your choice. You choose your vices. I don't be drinking too crazy. Like, you know, I be on my natural high shit. But, you know, I just be vibing.
Not
mostly.
Natural high.
Oh.
He
I can't
got
be
that
on
happy high. He always
don't
happy.
Be hating. Don't be hating. Shit. But, yeah, like I said, man, get on that goddamn smoke strong. Whether you smoke strong or not, the NBA young boy, you hear me? That's my goddamn new joint, man. I feel like we kind of like hit a little episode right here. It felt like a good episode to you?
It feels like a good episode. I did have another question.
Oh, shit, go ahead.
You really ain't never hit no blunt before?
No, I've never. Like, I mean, like, look, I'm from where I'm from, so it ain't like it ain't been available.
I know, that's why
it's just like
it's
a case
like,
of, like, I ain't never, like, in my mind, I just, like he ain't gonna, like, he got my logic that I, like, I told myself, like, as a youngin', and, I mean, I just never had a desire to. It was just like, see, liquor made sense to me because people, there's like, I drink water, I drink. So it's in that realm of I'm drinking. For me, when it came to like smoking, it was just like, ain't nothing I do in my regular life that correlates to a need to smoke. So like, I don't, that's why I don't really be with it. Now, if weed was like kind of putting away to where I'm like, you know, edibles and all that kind of shit. Like if I probably had that mindset, it probably would have been more like, oh, okay, I might try that because I'm eating something. But like for me smoking, like ain't no point. Now I didn't smoke stupid shit like young type shit like cigarettes or dumb shit, but like old, I just ain't never have a desire to smoke weed, so it's straight.
Okay.
For sure.
That's interesting.
A little bit.
You'd rather drink than smoke.
I mean, I'd rather chill, but
yeah.
Man, let me go ahead and take this bitch out, man. Hey, look.
No, take this bitch out.
Take this bitch out, man. We gonna hit take out the goddamn. I was finna say
we
take finna out
zoom
the
in this bitch. Huh?
Zoom in this bitch?
That's like the same thing you said.
How is that the same thing? I said take this bitch out. You said zoom in this bitch. Them two different things. Let's take out zoom.
Zoom out this bitch.
Zoom out. Nah, that don't sound cool. Let me take this bitch out, man. Take this motherfucker out there. But look, so look, like I already told y'all, man, happy y'all on this bitch fucking with us. So you listen to this much of the podcast. Obviously, you fucking with us.
Mm-hmm.
Got these dope ass vibes. Got my dope ass co-host in this bitch. You know what it is. So look, man, if y'all want to get y'all situations talked about in this bitch, don't forget, man, send y'all shit in. Y'all can hit us on the Instagram, hit us on the TikTok, whatever, like DMs. Y'all can hit us on Twitter, but like I told you before, nigga ain't too crazy with the Twitter shit. But Instagram and TikTok would just stick to the cold pod. And, you know, man, just make sure y'all tap in on the motherfuckers. And shit, too, like I said, the Reddit, man. I still don't know how the fuck you pronounce that shit. I need to talk to a Reddit motherfucker and see how you say it. No, but Reddit, but like the R, like how they say the at names, you know, like it's at something, like, you know, you got at signs. Reddit got an R at the front. It's like r/ and then the name.
Because it's like a forum.
But how you pronounce, like how they say it though, like in conversation.
r/.
See, that sounds stupid. See, that's it sounds better. So I'm just wondering. But yeah, man, hit the Reddit, man. Stick to the code. R sign in the front, stick to the code. This shit, man. You already know, like I said, man, it's your boy Ayo. Be sure to fuck with me on the socials, man. All of my shit, you hear me, is AO Forever. That's just AEO Forever, spelled out regular. You feel me? What about you? Where they gonna find you at on
I'm
the shit?
I'm over shits? Here smiling.
I don't know. You just over there smirking at the game. Over there smiling, looking like all preppy and shit, then come with the game. Oh, shit, you hear me? You can find me on the motherfucking
ad. You can find me on Instagram at Macra, MACKRUH. No underscores, no dots, no forward slashes. You can also follow my business page.
That motherfucker said that shit before. She said that shit before. No dots, no something, no forward slashes. I'm like, all right, shit. I ain't even know you can do a forward slash
letters,
in the ad sign.
Just letters. And then you can follow me on my business page. I do lashes, Third House Lash. Don't forget, when you follow us, make sure you turn those post notifications on, because you do not want to miss whenever we, you know, upload a photo.
Drop with this new shit.
You got to stay looking on the stories, too, okay? We love interacting on the stories as well. So make sure you always send in a little message or something. Check in with us. Tap in.
Okay? Hell yeah. Hey, and if you fucking with us, you got something to say, or you got a comment, drop a motherfucking comment in the comment section. That what that bit for.
Okay.
Let us know how you feeling. And if you listen to this, just the audio version, y'all be missing. If you listen to the audio version, I ain't gonna lie to you, you're missing a little bit of this energy right here. But you know, still dope.
We probably
shit.
Sound a little crazy with just the voices.
Hey, shit. Ain't gonna lie. I've been told I got that got that radio voice a few times.
Okay.
Little Barry White in this motherfucker.
But no, really, this is a no judge song. So send anything in, okay? If you
I'm
fucking
not
with
gonna
us,
say
we
it's a no
you.
Judge zone. We ain't
I mean,
gonna
it's
judge
a no
you, but we gonna talk shit.
It's
though.
A, yeah,
no judgment,
yeah.
But we gonna talk some shit though.
I'm gonna let you
but,
know.
Yeah, I'm give y'all that real, man. Y'all make sure y'all get this shit in. Like, we gave the instas and all that extra shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and don't forget, man, on the podcast apps, man, be sure to fuck with us, man. Leave them reviews. That shit help us a whole lot, man. So just be sure to leave a 5 on them, man. Real talk. You got anything else you wanna say before we dip?
We forgot to shout out the supporters too.
The supporters, like all the folks who fuck with us,
mm-hmm.
That's y'all. Them the people who looking at us. We fuck
maybe
with y'all.
My,
y'all
maybe,
fucking with
maybe
us.
Maybe my
fucking
bipolar
with
disorder kicked in because I don't even know if you said that. You said that.
Yeah, man. I told the people, man. Y'all look. Y'all fuck with
shout
us.
Shout out.
We fucking
we
with
need,
y'all.
We you know we need a name for the fans.
Ah, man, I be feeling like with that shit, you gotta let them name. They, you gotta let fans
name.
They say, you
trying
to name fans and shit. They be like, nah, nigga, I got my own name. I got my own name. My own, I don't give a fuck what you say. I got my own name. Hey, look, man, somebody go ahead and drop the fuck out. I want to be called. What?
The stickers.
They gonna
sticks
find their own name. Nigga, stickers.
I love y'all
be
stickers.
Like, I like the podcast, but I ain't no damn sticker. I ain't no damn sticker. There you go. That shit too close to look. Whatever. But, man, let's go and get the fuck up out of here. Y'all ass goddamn stickers. My bad, y'all. Stickers. Hey, look, man. I already told y'all, man. Every episode, I'm going to dip out on this bitch letting y'all know. Look, man. This is one word or one little phrase or whatever I want to put on y'all. Look, everybody has a different code. Just make sure yours is being real. Don't fake yourself. Embrace yourself. And when you do the math, just make sure you always set 100. And whatever you do, whatever your code is, stick to it. Stick to the Cold Podcast. We out this bitch.
One.
One?
I did it right.
One. Oh, you was trying to one?
Yeah. I thought
that was a damn fire alarm. Like, one.
Well, that's how you be sounding?
Yeah, I say one.
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 One. One. We out.